Hello. And welcome to this file. Before we start, you must get in a comfortable position. Either sitting or laying down. You must also make sure you're in a quiet space. And that no outside situation can disturb you. It is very important you listen to my words throughout the recording. And make sure you don't think much about the outside world. If you are reminded of it, you will simply shut those thoughts down, focus on your breathing, and go back to listening to my words. Now that is out the way, we can start. I want you to close your eyes if you haven't already. Just listen to my words, and let your thoughts disappear. It's fine if you still sense some thoughts coming through. Simply eliminate them and return back to listening. Soon you'll be in trance. It doesn't matter if you want this or not, or whether you believe it or not. In the end, this will happen. Just try to act the part and let it actually become a reality. You do want this, deep down. You want to experience deep relaxation for me. You know by the end of this, you'll feel a lot better. You're being controlled by your own subconscious mind and arousal, and you love it. Nothing wrong with this. It's okay to just empty out your mind for me. Making thoughts disappear in an instant. Whenever thoughts come up inside of your mind, your brain will simply force them out. Thoughts fading away as soon as they arrive. Your mind will not let them dictate you whatsoever. They will simply come and go. Until there is nothing anymore. As you sleep. 10 times deeper. When you hear me say sleep, you know exactly what to do. You will simply comply with the word. And go even deeper. Into pure relaxation. You don't need to know why or how. You've decided to listen. So you want to go deeper. It is as simple as that. The more you listen to my words, the more you go down deeper. Take a deep breath now. And hold it. Doing as I say now. Now slowly let it out. Continue at this pace. Breathing in and out. As you force yourself into a trance. In a moment, I will ask you to take a deep breath. After I say that, I'll say your trigger word. I want you to involuntarily let out your breath. Do not let go of your breath manually. Instead, let this be a natural thing. Are you ready? Take a deep breath now, sweetie. And hold it. Now as you hold it. Sleep. Sleep deeper now. Good. Your mind let go of the breath naturally, didn't it? Let's do it once again. Take a deep breath and hold it, sweetie. And now. Sleep. Good. Each time this happens, not only do you go even deeper, but you also become way more submissive to my words. Obeying without thoughts. The act of letting go of your breath also pushes out any thoughts remaining inside of your head. Once again now. Take a deep breath and hold it. How does it feel to obey now, sweetheart? Do you feel aroused yet? The act of being controlled is so sexy, isn't it? Sleep now. Good girl. You are a little sissy after all. And sissies love to be controlled. They love to just listen and go deeper. It is simply what you want for now. Take another breath now, sissy. And hold it. As you hold it, I want you to think about your next release. It'll be 10 times more effective. Meaning you'll go deep into trance, and you will stay like that until I wake you up. No going back from now, sissy. Are you ready? Sleep now. Sleep so warmly, sissy. You are now there. Existing for my words. Pushing out any intrusive thoughts as they appear. Not a single line of reasoning is left inside of your brain. You are a sissy girl. And you love being called a sissy girl. When you hear the word sissy, you want to smile so bad. It is simply such a good feeling you get. Being called that label. You feel the pleasure of being called a sissy. Now I will install a new trigger. Whenever I say the words, feel the pleasure. You will simply get 10 times more aroused. And the words following after that phrase will be the reasoning of your arousal. Getting sexual stimulation from what I say. I dictate what makes you aroused, and you love every second of it. You are so deep into the rabbit hole. You cannot even think of anything else. You can't help yourself, but just nod and accept my words. You are a sissy princess after all. That's right, a princess. I want you to feel something now. Feel the pleasure of being called a princess. You love every second of it. Enjoying being called a sissy princess. It is such a sexy word to describe you. Feeling only arousal. No need to feel anything else. Your brain going on a small vacation. as you give into my words like a good sissy. Feel the pleasure of complying to my words now. You just accept them, no matter what I say. There is no need to investigate further, princess. And you love how easy this is for you. Good sissy. I want you to know, imagine now. Yourself sitting in public. Just imagine yourself sitting on a bench. Inside a nice park. Butterflies are flying and flowers are blooming. It is a very nice spring day. And you're right there. Sitting and enjoying yourself. I want you to focus on what you're wearing. It is something casual, maybe some jeans and a sweatshirt. It is what's underneath that is really captivating. That's right, sissy. Underneath all of those clothing, you're wearing a full set of lingerie. A panty and a bra. Combined with either stockings or a pantyhose. Your choice, really. I want you to really visualize this now, princess. How beautiful your surroundings are. Beautiful flowers and trees are all around you. And you're sitting there, wearing a cute lingerie. As a sissy, you get naturally aroused by this. It is simply what you like to wear. And you ended up wearing it. So now you must enjoy it. Wearing what you want to wear. Feels so right. Feeling so powerful, looking around the park. And seeing people walk past you. Some are walking their dogs. Some are simply out there to jog and get some steps in. And you're right there. Just sitting and enjoying yourself. Enjoying what makes you aroused. That's right. You're currently aroused by the thought of wearing a cute lingerie. It is at a point where even the mere thought of it is enough to make you horny. You must accept that, princess. You're a sissy. You want to wear a lingerie. Feeling pretty is such a good feeling. You love the feeling you get when you see yourself fully dressed. That beautiful feminine feeling of pure arousal and happiness. Think more about the people passing by you now. They are walking past you. Now I want you to imagine something else, sissy. Feel a sense of coldness in your entire body. As you sit there on the bench. The cold breeze hitting your body. And you feel some extra coldness. You look down now. To see yourself in your lingerie only. Your male clothing have now completely disappeared. The only thing you're wearing is your lingerie. Your legs also seem to be fully shaven. Your hips seem to have grown thinner and your thighs are very bulky and feminine. You can try to hide it with your hand or cross your legs. But in the end, everything is pretty much visible, princess. I want you to look around now. To see those everyday people walking past you, continuing their day. None of them seem to be bothered by your body, princess. Everybody is just walking past you. You catch some people taking a couple of glances at you. Especially men, sweetie. But most of them just continue on walking past. Now feel the pleasure of being seen. Nothing wrong with sharing your body. You can feel safe in this imaginary scenario, princess. No one will hurt you here after all. Everyone will accept you as you are. A sissy girl. That loves to show off. That's right, princess. You love the feeling you get now. Feel yourself getting sexual stimulation from this like a good sissy. You're getting horny. Just imagining this. I want you to look down your body once again. And see your body in encased in beautiful, shimmery red dress. It shows off your curves so elegantly. And your thighs and ass barely fit on the bench now. Your body is perfect. And you cannot help yourself but get aroused. You say to yourself, I am such a good-looking sissy. And you have to believe it, princess. You're right after all. You are such a good-looking sissy. You know deep down, with some good makeup and a lingerie, you'd look like the perfect girl. Deep down you know this reality. Don't ignore that, instead go after it. Feel the pleasure one more time as you sleep now. Go deeper, princess, and forget about the scenario now. Let your mind go empty once more as everything fades away. The only thing that remains now is your arousal. And this newly found craving. A craving you cannot ignore. Making you do all sorts of things. A compulsion too sexy to just shrug off. You know what this is, princess. The craving to let yourself be seen. Fully dressed up as a sissy princess. Wearing all sorts of outfits. Taking many pictures. Deep down you want people to see it. It doesn't matter if you consider yourself shy or a closeted sissy. I want those terms out of your mind now. Completely gone. Don't know what those words mean. If someone tries to explain to you the concept of being a closeted sissy, your brain simply ignoring it, not understanding what it means whatsoever. You are so alien to that idea. You dress up cute so people can see just how much of a slut you are. It'll be a waste to not show other people. It can be as simple as creating a sissy account and putting one of your sexy photos as the profile picture. You don't even need to show your face. Maybe a cute backshot of your ass, fully on display. Maybe you're wearing a cute lingerie and a mini skirt. Perhaps you're wearing some nice tights with a cute blouse. Or maybe you're feeling a little too adventurous for the day and decide to go with a lingerie only. Bending over, showing your assets fully. Feel yourself getting aroused now. This is what turns you on from now on. And if you catch yourself doubting or trying to resist, you will simply fall back deeper and empty out those thoughts once again. No need to worry, princess, this is what you wanted. You're too deep into the hypnosis to simply ignore. Even if months or even years pass. Once you remember this file and its contents, the feelings will simply come back. And you will want to dress up once again. Once dressed up, you will take a picture like a good girl. And then you will post them online, because it makes you feel so sexy. Each like you get, each comment complimenting your beautiful ass. Your sissy arousal will simply skyrocket. And you will feel the craving to show off even more. Feel the arousal now, of dressing up cute. Feel the arousal now, of being a good sissy. Feel the arousal now, of showing off. These two things will be what you think about on a daily basis from now on. Dressing up and showing off. You won't be able to cross-dress unless you show off. That's right, princess. Once you convince yourself to cross-dress, you know that will eventually end up with you taking a picture and sharing it online. It is simply inevitable. In fact, you won't be able to stop cross-dressing unless you show yourself off with one way or the other. It can be as small as just updating your profile picture to your body cross-dressed. Or it can be as big as sharing a picture of your ass fully plugged to men online. The intensity can vary, princess. It really depends on what type of sissy you are. But I do want to make something very clear. By the end of this recording, it will be simply impossible for you to be scared anymore. You won't be able to help it. You have to show off, some way or the other. If your mind resists, or you find yourself doubting, you will simply fall back once again. And feel the pleasure of wanting to show off. Feeling the pleasure and just giving in. What were you thinking? Of course you should just show off. It is such a simple act, but you know it makes you feel so sexy. Just going back to this state of thinking every time you resist. Resisting is so dumb, when you can just be a good little sissy. You are getting aroused at this idea. So denying or resisting it is simply nonsensical. You love the feeling you get when you accept this. Whenever you catch yourself doing something extra risky, you will feel arousal. The idea of being embarrassed will fuel you even more, princess. If you catch your mind saying that this act might be a little too much, that'll fuel you even more, sweetie. And you'll do it, on the spot, whatever that act was. You won't think, princess, you will simply act out of sissy instincts. If you think about showing off, that in itself will be a trigger. That trigger will build up the need to show off even more. So the more you consider wanting to show yourself off, the more you'll get closer to actually doing it. It'll be natural for you. Feel the pleasure of your situation now, princess. Fully in trance. Forced to show off like a good sissy. This thought is enough to get you aroused, honey. It is such a turn-on. To be the one teasing. You get so excited at the idea of wearing something cute. Just so you could see how other people react to it. It is such a good feeling. Now, imagine yourself as you're sitting or laying there. Fully in trance and compliant. Imagine now tens of cameras pointed at you. In every direction. That's right, princess, you're in the spotlight now. Every one of those cameras contains at least 10 or 15 people watching. So we're looking at least 50 people, looking at your body. As you're there sleeping and listening to my words. I want you to feel sexy now, princess. No amounts of embarrassment is present. You're just a sissy in heat that loves to show off, so you love this apprenity. You bite your lips out of excitement and smile like a good sissy. You can also rub your thighs together, or grab one of your breasts now. You can do all sorts of things, princess, I allow it now. You're in the spotlight after all. Smile to all of the people. You're such a naughty sissy, and you love that you feel this way now. Everybody is watching your sexy body, as you sit or lay there. And you enjoy this so much. You love this feeling of being exposed. It gives you butterflies in your stomach. As you squirm and smile. Nothing to worry about here. You're just being a good little sissy, and there is nothing wrong with that. You can blow some kisses if you want, princess. You're free to be your own self. You're a good little sissy after all. In fact, say it inside of your mind now, princess. I am a sissy. That's right. Say it once more. I am a sissy. Good girl. Now confess your deepest compulsions, princess. To the people watching all around you. Say you love to show yourself off.
I want to show myself off.
Good girl. Once again, princess. Say you crave it this time.
I crave to show myself off.
That's a good little sissy. In a moment, I will take you down once again. When you go deeper, I want you to feel yourself being 10 times more relaxed. But your arousal and your constant need of wanting to show off will not disappear whatsoever, honey. That craving to show off will always exist. Deep inside of your sissy mind. It can fade away into the background from time to time. But whenever you are cross-dressed, you will simply not be able to help yourself but show off. Are you ready, sweetie? Sleep now. Sleep like a good sissy princess as your mind empties out now. Feel your brain completely and utterly blank. The only thing that remains is your secret craving. That along with some leftover arousal. Good princesses love to keep secrets. But this secret will always keep you so horny. Deep down, even if you're not dressed the part, you will confess to yourself that you are a sissy. And that you simply want people to see your body. It is as simple as that, really. Good sissy. A lot of changes will happen to you, princess, but you don't need to worry. Because deep down you know this is what you wanted anyways. You were bound to show off and be a good little sissy. I simply just sped up the process, honey. Because every sissy at some stage or the other posts some pictures online anyways. This was set to happen, but I'm glad you listened to this recording. Because now you can enjoy the feeling of showing off early on. Let's say that you're fully cross-dressed. And you're just there going around your apartment. Why not open up the windows, princess? There is nothing wrong with letting the cold breeze hit your sissy clothes. Just like in the scenario we imagined earlier on. If people take a glance, I bet they wouldn't even recognize you, sweetie. They'll just think it is some girl living in that apartment. Or maybe a door rings. And it is the delivery man. Maybe you can open up the door whilst fully dressed. This might be a little extreme for you, but why not at least consider it? You will probably never see that guy ever in your life anyways, princess. Why not create a sexy situation? You know you get aroused just imagining it. Feel the pleasure of wanting to be a good girl and show off. What a nice feeling that is. Creating a sissy profile and sharing pictures is so fun, princess. Why not give it a shot? And if you already have a profile, why not increase the frequency of posts on there, sweetie? Maybe you'll get even more comments of people complimenting you. You thrive off of attention after all. Every word I say is the ultimate truth for your mind. You've accepted this way earlier. So just give in to those desires and truly enjoy being a slut. You don't even want to consider any other options, princess. You must show off one way or the other. Maybe you've recently bought a new dress. That'll be enough for you to wear it and post it online. Searching for excuses. Just so you can post more photos. If you're at a stage where you are not fully confident, that is fine, sweetie. But like we've established in this recording, those cravings of wanting to show off will only increase from here on out. Meaning you will eventually hit the stage where all good sissies hit. But to start off, you can just keep your windows open for a day, or simply update your profile picture to something light. Maybe you can post a small photo and delete it after an hour or so. There is nothing wrong with starting off slow, princess. Now that we've established that, how about I wake you up? Once you are awake, you will feel an irresistible urge to show off. The ideal ending to this file would be to force you to take a picture of yourself and post it online. But you don't have to do it right away, sweetheart. You can just wait for the perfect time to do it. Now then, I will count from 1 to 5. When I reach 5, you'll be fully awake. 1. Slowly feel your body now. 2. Your thoughts now come rushing back. 3. Feel your surroundings as you get ready. 4. Get ready to open your eyes. 5. Awake now. Fully refreshed and ready.